Hi, Dr. Huntington here, and in this video, we're going to focus on a nutrient which is vital to ensuring that your body can produce enough energy. That nutrient is called CoQ10, and it's very possible that you've heard of this nutrient because it's gotten a lot of attention in the last 5 years or so. So here are some basics on CoQ10. CoQ10 is short for coenzyme Q10. And you need adequate amounts of CoQ10 for proper body function and for good overall health. Now, it comes from two places. First, your body can make CoQ10, particularly when you are young, and also when your body's in better health. But even for those of us that are in pretty good health, the amount of CoQ10 that our bodies produce starts to significantly decline by the age of 35 or 40. Now, the other place we can get CoQ10 is through the diet, either food we eat or through supplementation. So as we age, and particularly as we make our way into our mid-30s and later years, it's critical to ensure that we are getting enough CoQ10 through our diet. Okay, so what does CoQ10 do and how is it related to energy? Well, if you took some science classes in school, you might remember the term mitochondria, and that it was described as the powerhouse of the cell. Mitochondria are the structures in your cells that produce energy. If your mitochondria are healthy and functioning well, you'll tend to have more energy. But for most people, and particularly as they get older, and especially those who are suffering from chronic diseases, their mitochondria are not functioning properly. And this is the main reason why people tend to have less energy as they get older, and why most chronic diseases have low energy as part of the problem. CoQ10 is a vital nutrient for proper mitochondrial function and plays a huge role in mitochondrial repair. Mitochondria are a very unique structure in our cells. They actually have their own DNA, separate from the DNA that you think of when you think of your own DNA. Now, that DNA is called mitochondrial DNA, and the nutrient CoQ10 is critical to supporting the health of that mitochondrial DNA. In fact, CoQ10 repairs damage to that DNA, which is vital to the continued healthy function of mitochondria. In fact, recently, more and more focus has been put onto the role of healthy mitochondria in recovering from chronic diseases and improving energy levels and even anti-aging. So anything that we can do to support healthy mitochondria is going to help move us in the direction of more energy and health. And CoQ10 might be the most important nutrient in that regard. Okay, so three things that deplete CoQ10. Well, first, aging. For most people, internal CoQ10 production begins to decline at about 35 years of age. Second, statin drugs like Lipitor or Crestor. These drugs seriously interfere with your body's ability to make CoQ10. In fact, anyone taking a statin drug needs to be taking at least 100 milligrams per day of CoQ10 and probably closer to 200 milligrams daily. And the third thing that lowers your CoQ10 levels is poor dietary choices. Because if you are not eating foods that contain CoQ10, well, then you're relying on your body to produce what you need. And for most people, as they age, it's just not enough. Okay, so here are some of the foods that contain high levels of CoQ10. Pasture-raised meats. Organic meats, particularly liver, heart, and kidney. Wild-caught fish. Pasture-raised eggs. And then grass-fed butter. In addition, avocados, olives, olive oil, broccoli and cauliflower, and nuts, two of my favorite in that category being walnuts and hazelnuts. Now, so how do you know if you are deficient in CoQ10? If you're over 35 years of age, that'd be a clue. If you're on a statin drug to treat high cholesterol, if you're suffering from a chronic disease, or if you often feel like you don't have enough energy. Those are all some pretty good clues that you might be deficient in CoQ10 and that you would probably benefit from increasing your intake of CoQ10. In fact, CoQ10 is so important to good health and feeling energetic that you'll find it in most multivitamins. And that's why I included it in my product called Super Energy Boost. Super Energy Boost is like a multivitamin for energy, and it includes 100 milligrams of CoQ10 for all the reasons that we discussed earlier in this video, as well as 30 other nutrients that support energy production. It includes the B vitamins, which are vital for producing energy, and it includes antioxidant support from CoQ10, vitamins A, E, and C, and it includes support for the adrenal glands from licorice root, which is vital because many people suffer from low energy because of adrenal fatigue. And Super Energy Boost also includes specific amino acids which support mental energy and mental clarity. So of course, energy production has a lot to do with CoQ10 for all the reasons we discussed in this video. But there's a lot more to energy than just your levels of CoQ10, and that's why there are 31 different ingredients in Super Energy Boost. But in addition to dietary supplements, which I think just about every person really needs to take in order to fill in the missing nutrients left behind by our food choices, the actual foods you eat are the most important factor when it comes to healthy mitochondria and an overall healthy body. Okay, I'll see you in the next video.